has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, June 5th, live edition of Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in the Wall Street of the West, San Diego, California. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got some volatility. Woo, boy, do we have some volatility in the market today. It's been up, it's been down, it's been sideways, it's green, it's red, it's purple. Right now it's green. The Dow, well, just went red. I better speak quickly here. The Dow is down 4 points right now, 17,901, obviously below that 18,000 level that we were so proud about breaking through here earlier this year. In fact, we were at 18,000 earlier in the week, not anymore. The S&P 500, actually green right now, up a point and a half. The S&P 500 is at 2,097. It's been hanging out in that 2,100 neighborhood for quite some time. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which has led the markets, the U.S. markets this year as far as returns go, the NASDAQ's up a point right now at 5,060, but it's too been all over the place here this morning. Crude oil is up just a little bit here to $58.18. It had a bad day on Thursday, which was part of that big sell-off that we saw on Thursday. Gold can't find anything that it likes in this in all of these cross currents. Gold is at $1,162 per ounce. The euro is dropping again. It's probably issues in Greece, which we'll get to. The euro is at 1.108. Here's the big story. The 10-year yield, 2.42%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. The market, it's gyrating all over the place right now. Of course, we had a big sell-off this past week. We had a big jobs report that came in much hotter than expected, and boy, that seems to me like that's the nail in the coffin of the Fed rate hike, which is probably coming now in September. The subject of my newsletter this week: what will a Fed rate hike, what will rising interest rates mean for the stock market? We already know what rising rates mean for the bond market, and it's not pretty. It's carnage in the bond market right now. Who's the guy who's been warning you now for several months to flee the bond market? Well, I had no exposure starting the year to the bond market. I'm not a traditional asset allocator that believes you should have 50-50 or 60-40 bonds and stocks. No, I like being in the best asset classes now, just like I like being in the best stocks now. And there is a time when the bond market is the place to be. But it's not the place to be now, and it more than likely will not be the place to be for quite some time, because we're in a rising interest rate environment. The climate has changed. You want to see climate change? Well, the interest rate environment is bringing about climate change in the investment process right now. And it's really going to challenge the conventional wisdom, if there is such a thing of conventional wisdom, that one should have a portion of their assets in stocks and one should have a portion of their assets in bonds. There's times when I don't want to have anything in stocks. Now is not one of those times, but that time is coming at some point in the future. And there's a time when one does not want to have any of their assets in the bond market. Now is that time. And I've been warning for several months. If you have a traditional asset allocation model, at a traditional asset allocation advisory firm, it's up to you to question that whole theory. Here you're in a headwind of rising interest rates. Bonds are getting bloodied. Whatever you eke out in stock market gains will be quickly eroded by and offset by the drop in your bond portion of your portfolio. The jobs picture comes in much hotter than expected, 280,000 jobs created. That was versus a consensus of 225,000. That's one of the biggest items that the Fed looks at in determining which way to take interest rates. They do not want an overheated labor market. That brings about inflation, and you know how the Fed feels about inflation. I would think that the Fed will be raising interest rates more than likely in September, which brings about the question, what will rising interest rates mean for the stock market? That's the subject of this week's newsletter, which I'm putting the pencil to. I did a lot last night. We've got a good chunk of the newsletter done. It will be going out Saturday morning. You can get on my weekly newsletter list, mailing list at pwstreet.com. Another big reason behind all of this volatility right now is right there in Europe, Greece. Greece, for the first time, a developed country has missed the payment to the International Monetary Fund. It was due today. And they said, hey, by the way, you know, we're just going to wait till the end of the month, and we're going to package together everything that we owe you. And don't worry, the check is in the mail. Well, that's been said before. The skipped payment is the clearest sign yet of an escalating crisis. As the Syriza party, which is a communist party, refuses to buckle. You know, they really don't have a lot of leverage here from my perspective. When you owe money, you don't have a lot of leverage. And they continue their high statesmanship, or their games playing, really, is what it comes down to. And, of course, Syriza has the money on hand to make the payment, but it doesn't want to burn any more of the country's dwindling cash until a credible bailout offer. They want to be bailed out again is on the table. And, meanwhile, the Greek stock market, there's one, the short, GREK, an ETF that covers the Greek stock market. Or if you want to focus on an individual stock in Greece, how about the National Bank of Greece, NBG, which was down 8.9% on Thursday. Then, of course, there's talk of the S&P 500 and the Dow being below their 50-day moving averages now. What does that mean for the market? Well, every week, in my newsletter, technical analysis of the market is part of the overall analysis that I do. Fundamental analysis is also the big part of what I do in researching the market and telling you how to handle the market overall. I'm the guy who's been bullish on the market, the stock market that is, since March 23rd, 2009. And I'm also the guy that will turn bearish at some point in time. It will be based on fundamentals, earnings of the market. When earnings peak in the market, the stock market peaks. And we're headed for a recession, and earnings start to recede. Last week in the newsletter, we went through that whole economic cycle, and I pinpointed as to where we are now in the economic cycle and how you should be positioned now. And part of that recommendation was zero exposure to the bond market. Well, today we're going to go through one of the portfolios in the newsletter, how it's doing year to date, some of the stocks that are in it, how I allocate, how I build the portfolio, how much I put into each stock, and how I determine different risk levels for the different portfolios that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. These portfolios are printed every single week in the newsletter. Nobody could question and say, you never talked about that one. What do you mean you're up 47% on that stock? I never heard it. Well, it's in print every single week. I'm an open book. I send out the full newsletter to all my clients and to subscribers to the newsletter. And after 4 weeks, they'll get the free newsletter, which has my market analysis. DW3.com. This is Bill Gunderson. Hope you're right.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The big headline for this week, I think, would be bond market carnage and probably the ongoing saga in Greece, which seems to be never ending. I don't know. It just seems kind of a shame that one country like this kind of is holding the stock market hostage. That's a big reason for the losses in the market this week is the continuing drama over there. And I really don't think that the Greek government has a lot of leverage with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and with, of course, Angela Merkel down in Germany. They're just not going to take any gains. Though they're watching, but in the meantime, the money's due, and they want a plan on how they're going to move going forward, and it's just not forthcoming. And it's dragging down the European markets. It's affecting the euro. It's impacting the U.S. markets. It's impacting the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar has been moving back up again because of the issues in Greece. And really, you know, it's impacting the entire world. So that's something that hopefully now we're to June 30th. Is when the resolution will be. It was supposed to be by June the 5th. And they've put it off and said, well, we're going to pay everything back on June the 30th. We're going to package it in. We don't want to write three checks. We just want to write one check. Okay. Sounds like gamesmanship to me. And here we go again, another 25 days, 26 days, 24 days, something like that until the next deadline. So, in the meantime, all we can do is make the best of what we have here in the U.S. markets, which are still in bullish stance. Yes, there's daily gyrations. But anybody who's been short the market for the last 6 years is out of business, was out of business a long time ago, or else they're, taking nervous breakdown-type medications. And anybody who's been short the market over the last 1 year has been on the wrong side of the trade. The market remains in its bullish stance. Why? Because earnings, it comes down to earnings. Earnings continue to increase in the U.S. What were earnings for the S&P 500 last year? $117 per share. Earnings this year right now are targeted somewhere in the 120 to 122 range, somewhere in there, which means that earnings are continuing to grow in the U.S. And as we look ahead to 2016, that holds the key right now as to what the market will do going forward. And I will update in my newsletter again. I've already done the numbers. I already know what my number is for 2016. We'll put a multiple on that number and come up with my latest target price for the S&P 500. Now, what am I watching for every week? Disintegration, downwards revisions to earnings estimates. That means that the economy is starting to fall apart. Well, judging by the jobs report that we got, the economy is not starting to fall apart. Hiring is taking place, companies are growing, and they need more workers. But there is a new big factor in the market that we have to take into account, and that's rising interest rates. Like I say, we already know what that means for the bond market, but what impact will rising interest rates have on the stock market going forward? That's the subject of this week's newsletter, which you can sign up for at my website at pwstreet.com. One of the portfolios that you'll find inside the Best Stocks Now newsletter is a moderate risk profile. A lot of people fit into this moderate risk profile. They can't afford to take the chances like they did when they were 32 years old and Silicon Valley was booming and the internet was taking off and there were startups and there were dot-coms and a lot of young, aggressive growth companies. Nowadays, I think that whole frontier has switched over to the biotech industry. That seems to be where the real innovation and the breakthroughs are taking place today. But a lot of people can't afford to be in that aggressive risk profile anymore. And at the same time, they're not ready to buy the Buick and turn in the business casual for, retirement clothes. No, they still need growth in their portfolios. It's not time for an income-related portfolio or a conservative portfolio. I have one that fits that I started this year. It's called the moderate risk profile. As of last Friday, before fees, it was up 9.74%. The market, by contrast, the Dow is up 1.2%, 1.3 call it, and the S&P is up 2.7. The moderate risk profile before expenses up 9.74%. Now, if you take out my 1%, which I've earned so far this year, and you add in those whopping $3.50 trading fees that I pay, that the customer pays at Scott Trade, after fees, it comes in at 8.52%. And I'll be updating it again this week. I started this portfolio on January 1st of this year, so that's its track record so far. It's off to a very good start. And as I take a look at it, the construction of it, right now it has 25 different positions. It's 90% invested, which gives you a good idea of my bullish stance on the market. It's 10% in cash. I have room for about three more positions within this portfolio. And every day I look, I'm very methodical. I wait for the right time. I want those stocks that are undervalued and performing, but I also want the technical patterns to be just right. There's been some big winners so far this year in this portfolio. Variant Pharmaceuticals is up 48%. NXP Semiconductors is up 39%. Mallinckrodt up 33%. Acorn up 28%. The biggest loser right now in the portfolio was one stock that's down 9.7%. It's got insurance stocks. It's got stocks from the medical sector, stocks from the drug sector, stocks from the consumer sector. It's got a few foreign stocks mixed in. It's got a little bit of energy exposure. Not much. One toe in the water. The energy stocks, by the way, are doing quite well today. It has a few stocks from the building sector. It has a stock from the automobile sector. So it's pretty well diversified. But what do all the holdings within the portfolio have in common? They all fit my requirements of strong performing, superior stocks with good relative strength. That still makes sense from a value proposition. If you'd like to see what's in that moderate risk profile and what I bought or sold this past week, TWStreet.com. We'll be right back. But I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or PWStreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, from time to time, I post my radio show, which is also filmed in high def and edited every single day. And we post it up the name just escaped me here. Well, we post it up to YouTube. And from time to time, people will leave comments on YouTube. And I saw a comment yesterday, and a guy says, "Hey, I'm just getting started in the stock market. I've got $10,000. What two stocks should I buy?" I'd like to know that, too. You know, which two stocks should I buy with them? That's not really, in my opinion, the way to go. Look, you might get lucky, and you might pick those right two stocks. I've seen twice in my 20-year career in the business of somebody making a fortune off of one stock. The first one was iOmega back in the year 1999-2000, when they came up with what was a revolutionary device at the time, a zip drive. And one of my clients put everything all in on that one stock, and it worked out real well for him. And I've also talked to someone recently who went all in on on Apple options many years ago and just kept buying Apple options, and he did very well also. But that happens very rarely. Instead, somebody who has about $10,000 to invest should be looking at exchange-traded funds or mutual funds, one or the other. Individual stocks are not the best way to go. Now, inside of my app, I have numerous mutual funds. Hey, they deserve a fair shot, just like exchange-traded funds, just like indexes, just like individual stocks. Let's give mutual funds a fair shot at being some of the top-rated assets in the market also. And as I look at my current ranking of mutual funds within the app, that's in the sectors section of the app, one of the sectors that I have is mutual funds. And when you click on mutual funds, you'll get my current ranking on a relative basis of mutual funds that I have in my app. As I look at the top ranked mutual funds right now, you'll see a theme that runs throughout this list. The number one ranked mutual fund in the Best Stocks Now app is Fidelity Biotech, F-B-I-O-X. That's a mutual fund that I have owned for quite some time and done very well with. It's done better than most individual stocks in the market, believe it or not. And, of course, Fidelity has some very capable fund managers that are selecting the stocks that they think best represent or the best opportunities within the biotech industry. And they probably own about 100 stocks within that portfolio. Now, you heard me talking about my moderate risk profile. It currently has 25 stocks within it. I don't own one or two stocks. Like this person asked me, I've got $10,000. Which two stocks should I buy? Well, instead, consider a mutual fund that owns 100 stocks. You're getting more bang for your buck, and you're getting a sector that's, a good sector in the market, and you're getting a professional money management team that's managing that mutual fund for you. The number two ranked mutual fund in my app is the RIDEX Biotech Fund. Here's another theme. The top two are biotech. Wait, number three, the Franklin Biotech Discovery Fund. Oh, Franklin's another big outfit up in the Bay Area. They run the Franklin Biotech Fund, which has also had phenomenal returns over the last 1, 3, 5, and 10 years. But I'm not done yet. The number four ranked mutual fund is the T. Rowe Price Health Sciences. Now, how do you get your ranking, Bill? Your rankings are different from Morningstar. They give stars, 1 star through 5 stars. Well, personally, I don't care for their ranking system. I have my own, which takes into account relative performance and technical patterns. I can't do valuations on mutual funds, but I can look at the technical patterns and I can look at the relative strength, and it tells me the funds to be in and the funds to be out of according to the Gunderson Best Stocks Now or Best Mutual Funds Now ranking system. It's told me to be in the market for the last 6+ years, and it tells me, and it told me to get out of bonds a long time ago. It told me to get out of gold 3-4 years ago. And right now, as I look at the leading mutual funds, I see a common theme. Number five. No, we're on number one, two, three, four. Yeah, number five. Pro Funds, Biotech, Ultra. Wow. That's biotech juice 2-1. That's biotech on steroids. You know? Hey, I don't own that one, but it's done very, very well. I think the minimum investment is 25 grand. So there's a warning there. The number six ranked mutual fund in my system, BlackRock Health Sciences. What are health sciences? Biotechs. The top six ranked mutual funds are all biotech related, which I believe biotech is the frontier of today, just like the internet was in the year 2000. And you say, but in the year 2000, those internet stocks came tumbling down to earth. Aren't the biotechs ready to do the same thing? Well, I don't see any signs of that. I still see some pretty good value in stocks like Gilead Sciences and Biogen and others, and then you take into account and sprinkle in a lot of these mid and small cap companies that could come up with something big like Bluebird did recently. Bluebird's been the number one ranked stock in my app now for several, probably months now, and it is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. But rather than buying one stock, mutual funds in a lot of cases make more sense. The number seven ranked mutual fund in my mutual fund ranking in the Best Stocks Now app is the Fidelity China region. You realize what's going on in China right now? Yes, it may seem like on the surface it's a bit overheated, but at the same time, the P.E. ratio of the Chinese market is much less, believe it or not, than the P.E. ratio of the U.S. market. The Shanghai Composite this week breached 5,000 for the first time since 2008. That, after 2 weeks of some wild trading, the rally is on again in China. And they say that they are seeing a reallocation of capital in the market now, which drives the index to grow much faster. Now, here's a startling stat for you. 44% of the 1,049 stocks in the Shanghai market have more than doubled this year. And yet, you'll see individual stocks in my newsletter from the Shanghai market that are trading at P.E. ratios much less than the U.S., and they're growing much faster than comparable stocks in the U.S. So the number seven ranked mutual fund right now, Fidelity China region. Hey, isn't this helpful for your 401k in allocating it? Number eight, Putnam Global Healthcare. Another play on biotech, drugs, healthcare. Number nine, Icon Healthcare. Number 10, Fidelity Technology. Well, yeah, tech stocks have had a good year. The NASDAQ is the leading American index this year. It's beating the S&P 500. It's beating the Dow. It's beating the Russell 2000 small cap index. It's beating the S&P 400 mid cap index. The NASDAQ and technology have had a pretty good year. Hey, how about those anti-hacking stocks? They're on fire right now. Government gets hacked again. Huh. How safe are we? Artisan, small cap investors, number 10. Fidelity, Select, Multimedia, number 11. Well, the media stocks and the multimedia stocks. There's a little merger mania place there. And there's a mutual fund that plays all of that. So don't forget, mutual funds can come to very the investment process. It's still done. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit about the bond carnage that is taking place. 2.42% on the 10-year. It was at 1.6 not too long ago. That is a huge percentage jump in interest rates, which brings about a very large percentage drop in bond funds and in individual bonds. If you're holding the bonds until maturity, all right, no problem. You're going to get your principal back. But if you're in a bond fund or in bond ETFs, they're just getting clobbered right now, which brings into question, and I've questioned it for many years, the traditional asset allocation model. We took a look inside the moderate risk profile that I run here at Gunderson Capital Management. For people that are kind of in the middle, kind of like a moderate, an independent, not a Democrat, not a Republican, right in the middle, not willing to take a big chance and at the same time not ready to tone it down to dividend-paying stocks at the current time. We talked about how it's constructed, a few of the stocks that are in it, and how it's done so far this year. We talked about mutual funds. Mutual funds can come in very handy, especially in a smaller portfolio. Guy wrote to me, says, I got 10 grand. Which two stocks should I buy? Shouldn't buy two stocks. Should buy a few mutual funds to get some diversification and some professional management and let them sit and keep adding money to that portfolio until you get it up to where you can buy some individual stocks. Usually that threshold for me is about $50,000. People underneath that should probably be doing ETFs and mutual funds. My mutual fund portfolio is doing terrific this year. Before fees, it's up 11.36%. The market is only up 2 or 3%. So it's done very, very well. I currently have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 funds in it. And you can use this as maybe some guidance in your 401k at work. But the mutual fund portfolio has done very, very well. I had an article on thestreet.com. Finally, they published it. I guess they had a little backup, so I apologize to them. They had a little backup with their editors, and it sat on somebody's desk for several days. Well, it's like fresh bread. It's got to get out there. Get stale quickly. But I have an article on thestreet.com on T-Mobile, which was a pretty big, good pick here recently. I featured it recently on the show. I own it in my large cap conservative growth account. And you can look up that article by Googling my name, Bill Gunderson, and T-Mobile. It was on thestreet.com, I believe, on Thursday. Okay, the last subject that I want to hammer home again is everybody should look at their portfolio, their statement. You got, some time off coming up here and weekend coming. Take a look at what you own in your portfolio. And if you see things like income or senior debt or balanced fund, a balanced fund means it's half bonds and half stocks, generally speaking, or bond funds. Personally, I don't think that anybody should have exposure to bond funds or bond ETFs. Now, that's a major challenge. That's a throwdown here to the industry that I'm a part of. Because the industry started going in a direction many years ago. I call it the dumbing down of the industry, wherein an advisor, almost anybody could become an advisor, plug in person's information, and out comes an asset allocation, and then go buy 6 or 7, 10, maybe 20 mutual funds that match that asset allocation that is spit out by the computer. I did this exercise for my age and risk tolerance a couple of weeks ago on CNN Money. They have a calculator there that will spit back to me what my asset allocation would be. and it came back 50% bonds. Bill, you should be 50% bonds. Well, if I caught a Dodger baseball at the Padre game, I would throw the baseball back on the field. Here, you guys can keep it. That's just the way it is. It's a rivalry, San Diego and L.A. Well, you know what I did with that 50-50 bond portfolio recommendation? I wadded it up and threw it in the garbage. Why do I want 50% of my portfolio in something that has just entered into a brutal bear market that's only going to get worse? We're in a rising interest rate environment. That's a new phenomenon that we haven't seen. The average investor, the average advisor in this industry has not ever dealt with the rising interest rate environment. Interest rates have been coming down, down, down for the last 10 years plus. Bill Gross became the king of the world with this PIMCO Total Return Bond Fund. Well, that was then. This is now. We're in a new environment. We're in a rising interest rate environment. And the average investor, the average advisor in my industry is going to keep doing the same thing that has worked so well for them for the last 10 years. They've known nothing but an uptrending bond market and interest rates coming down. And it's a new paradigm now. And most of them are going to continue to do what they've been doing because that's worked in the past. And that's how they've been trained. And those models that you put in your numbers and your risk tolerance into, they do not take into account which way the wind is blowing in the interest rate environment. So, look, I challenge the conventional wisdom. Try to convince me that I should have 50% of my portfolio in the bond market, and I'm going to wad it up and throw it back on the field just like I would a Dodger baseball. Have it back. I don't want it. That's just me. Everybody's got to decide for themselves what they're going to do in a rising interest rate environment. And even more importantly, we know what it's doing to the bond market. What's it going to do to the stock market? That is the subject of this week's newsletter. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, pwstreet.com, and get this week's full newsletter. I send out 4 weeks of the full newsletter, which is pretty generous. My clients get it every week. My subscribers get the full one every week, and newbies get it for the first 4 weeks, and then I send out the free one after that. If you'd like for us to look at your portfolio, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.